Let's just finish out with your man. And, you know, we don't really ever talk about male breast cancer, but maybe in a, you know, just in a second, you can kind of summarize what it's been like to take care of him and where he is currently.
Well, he's one of my favorite patients. My N of two, I have two male patients in two different practices. He is a former Marine, really tough, stoic guy, whose wife is a former nurse. So she basically speaks for him. We know male breast cancer is... Sorry, had to be said. Male breast cancer being very rare, less than 1% incidence. So, you know, we had him on tamoxifen. He completed his 5 years, recurred after being treated for prostate cancer. And so we started him on bevacizumab and paclitaxel. He recurred, has been on two other lines of therapy, and we weren't sure what to do next. He was pretty miserable, so we decided to, although we don't have much data, only case reports, to give him Lupron with an aromatase inhibitor. So I checked in with him a week later. He said he was doing somewhat okay. His wife called me last week and said he's absolutely miserable. I haven't heard too many patients say, I want to go back on chemotherapy. So he's having a really tough time with hot flashes, night sweats, and just feeling overall miserable. So
just we'll finish out, Joyce, with your comment on male breast cancer. You know, obviously in prostate cancer, men get LHRH agonists, and it's not that easy. Real problems with, you know, everything from libido to hot flashes, et cetera, do not like it. What's your experience with endocrine therapy in male breast cancer?
Well, the standard of care is tamoxifen, and you don't need an LHRH agonist with the tamoxifen. And the men tolerate the tamoxifen, I think, quite well. And so that's the standard adjuvant endocrine therapy. I have a man who just finished up his LHRH agonist and anastrozole because he had very significant coronary disease and vascular disease in general. And I was just concerned about the tamoxifen. He's 85 years old from Sicily, and he runs his own restaurant. What a guy. And he half flashed his way through it, but no complaints. You know what I mean?
He's a man of few words.
But he did well. But tamoxifen is the standard, so it's pretty well tolerated.
And there is a question about whether or not you actually need to give the Lupron with the aromatase inhibitor, because we've had patients respond who just were on AIs alone, men. And there are some small series that are reported, I think, from some of our colleagues in Florida that are quite interesting. So it is one, I think they get less toxicity if they just take the AI, and fulvestrant is another option.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special highlights program on breast cancer from a satellite symposium held at the annual Oncology Nursing Society Congress.